Blog Talk Radio.
Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That was Salt and Pepper Push. Okay, today was a beautiful day here today, 60 degrees almost. Tomorrow's going to be cold again. And in the news, we had a police officer that was shot in Alexandria, Virginia. He was flown to Washington Hospital Center. That's where I used to work. Gunshot wound to the head, but he went through surgery and he pulled through, so I'm going to lift up our prayers for him. Even though I really hate to say this, I really don't care that much for policemen, but there are some good policemen out there. Those are the ones I care for. With that being said, tonight, I hope everybody got their ears to the computer, your iPhone, iPad, or wherever you listen to my show every Wednesday. Because tonight is going to get hot up in here. We have a guest on tonight. She's a romance enhancement specialist, Nikki Wilson. I'm going to bring her on when I bring on my guest. And then we're going to get right into the topic. Tonight's topic, toys are a must. And those are toys for the big girls and boys. Let me get everybody mic'd up here.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, everybody. Bria, the Pink Bunny, Danny.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's everybody this evening?
I'm
very
good.
Well, thank you.
Is everybody ready for tonight's show?
I've been ready
for
quite
last
week. Yeah, I think so. I know I'm always ready every Wednesday night. You already know how I am, Delicious and Rhea.
Oh,
y'all know I'm
okay.
Always ready for y'all big girls, so.
Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to bring on Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How's everybody?
I'm wonderful.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so
you are a romance enhancement specialist. Can you explain that to the listeners who don't understand what that is?
I help make relationships stronger, educating and empowering women at the same time through my parties, through online, being able to shop online and from the privacy of their home. I get a lot of emails and text messages for problems, solutions, and things of that nature.
Okay, so what is the difference of somebody going into a store and getting their toys or whatever, opposed to coming to one of your parties?
Well, I've been to a sex toys shop before, and I felt a little intimidated. There wasn't anybody there to help me with my questions. Just, you know, usually it was young guys working in there, and I didn't feel comfortable asking them questions about how do I, you know, reach an orgasm with this toy or things of that nature. So it's a much safer environment for women to come to me with their questions, their just things about sex that their mother never told them, you know.
Okay, I understand there are a lot of toy companies out there. Myself, I was with Passion Parties and Party Gals as well. What made you choose Slumber Party?
I chose Slumber Parties because it's in my opinion, this is just my opinion. I don't want to, you know, step on anybody's toes. That's with other companies and things of that nature. But I did my research with the company. They've been around 20 years, so I wanted to be with a company that's been around a long time. It's owned by a woman, and it's also, I felt, you know, a little classier. And then I'm kind of a tomboy at heart, so I didn't like all the pink that the other product and companies had. I was like, I like this red and black concept because I see red as a, you know, it's a sexual color. I see it as, you know, heightening arousal and things of that nature. I love the color red. So I like that it was a red and black company. Most of the products are red and black. So I don't mind showing those products to other men that might be interested in purchasing. They don't have to have a closet full of, you know, pink items just, you know, because that's where they got them from, that company.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting some background noise from somewhere. Hello?
Yeah. Now I don't hear it anymore.
Okay, I was hearing some back. Okay, what is your incentive for being in this business?
Basically, what do I get out of it?
What you know, what gave you that motivation to even get into it, and how long have you been into it? What type of incentives do they offer to keep you in the business?
Well, I've been with Slumber Parties a little over a year now. And I joined this company, again, because I love the products. Like I said, the colors of the products enticed me. And I'm what, you know, my husband calls a social butterfly. I still stay in touch with friends from elementary school and kindergarten and things of that nature. So I like that, you know, I can use this to stay in touch with my friends. And I also like that. I have parties with women. I meet new women all the time. Like I said, I love to socialize. So this is just another avenue that I can use to socialize and hang out with my girlfriends and meet new girlfriends and talk about sex. All women love to talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
So
So, well, like I had mentioned, I'm not going to really talk too much about myself, but I had been a passion party consultant from 2006 to 2008, something like that. And my incentive for being with passion parties was the things that they had offered. For instance, they offer you a car, they offer you a home, they offer trips, and they have a million-dollar club. This is where women who have a lot of recruits under her, and they sell $1 million worth of products within a month. You know, those were different incentives that kept me with passion parties. So that's more or less what I was speaking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't get into the business part of that too much because that's not why I'm with the company. I'm with the company more for building relationships with other people. The perks that the company offers is great, but that's not why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm doing to strengthen sexual relationships. I feel like it's a sexual revolution taking place, and I like for women to be at the forefront of it, making the decisions in the bedroom so that they're not feeling overwhelmed and taken aback by their mate's request.
Right, right. Well, those were, you know, like I had mentioned, those were the incentives that kept me there. But it also gave me the opportunity to meet a lot of women going to the oh my goodness, I can't even think of the word. Now, when we would go to the conferences, like they had mm-hmm. in Vegas. I've been to Vegas twice to the conferences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a ball because, like I said, we met a lot of people and you learned a lot of things about as far as, like, sexuality is concerned, things mm-hmm. that turn a person on and, you know, how to educate people as far as, like, using their toys and how to take care mm-hmm. of them, those types of things. All that was very interesting to me as well, you know, because mm-hmm. I learned a lot even about things that I didn't, you know, particularly know until mm-hmm. I got, you know, with, you know, passion parties. For instance, like you said, going into a store, a toy store to, you know, buy your toys, and it basically is male-dominated. So you go into a store, and these men are sitting up there, you know, they're looking mm-hmm. at you. Then there are other men walking around, they're looking at you. So you feel a little bit intimidating. And then when mm-hmm. you buy your toys, they can't tell you, you know, how to use them or, you know, how to take care of them and those types of things. So the parties were ideal thing for mm-hmm. women who wanted that privacy and that intimacy, you know, in their own mm-hmm. home. So, yeah, that was really good.
So, yeah, exactly. We're actually having our 20-year anniversary convention is next week in Las Vegas. So, yeah.
Right.
That's going to be a whole bunch of red and black taking over Vegas.
Wow. The eye color mm-hmm. was purple. Yeah. So, you know, and, you know, going to those conferences, those conventions, they're mm-hmm. really helpful as well because you meet so many different people there. Who was the lady who came on? Last name was Johnson. I can't think of her first name. Oh, my goodness. She was at one of the conferences. She does I don't think she's still doing it, but she used to come on late night and talk about sex toys and do little different things with the little animated dolls and, you know, things like that. I can't think of her name. But anyway, she was at one of mm-hmm. the conventions that I had went to, and the guy, you know, I'm drawing a blank on names. That's a shame. But, you know, like I said, you meet a lot of very interesting people, and you come away and you feel so rejuvenated, you know,
yeah.
when you get back
yeah,
to
definitely.
Learning all these different things.
Yeah, we have local meetings where we'll go and they'll, you know, they'll speak on a new topic for that particular meeting. Those are usually like a 2-3 hour meeting. And we have East Coast training. We have
right.
national training. We have other trainings where we do have classes where we can go and learn about just sexual health.
Right.
And things of that nature, yeah.
So, well, let me ask you this. What is
mm-hmm.
What is your favorite product that you sell the most?
My favorite product would probably be the Sexual Heightener X-Cream. It's a arousal balm that I mean, even if you're not even thinking about sex and you put that on, you'll immediately be like, ah, bring me something, you know, a dick, a toy, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So what is it called?
It's called X Cream.
Is this a gel or a cream or something that you put on your
skin? It's a cream, and it's for men and women. So I like that it's for both. For women, it'll, you know, it increases the blood flow to the genitals for both. But for women, it'll definitely put you in the mood for sex. It'll get, you know, your blood flowing and get you aroused and ready to go. And for men, it'll also help them maintain an erection if they put it on their balls. So I love it.
Oh, okay. So when you do your parties, do you... how do you demonstrate your toys?
Well, I basically have my demo kit is just about all of the toys in the catalog. I have more than half of them. And I just basically turn them on and tell what they do and let the women taste, lick, touch, feel, rub, whatever.
Okay, ladies, if you have any questions, you can just jump right in. I'm just, you know, getting things going. So what are some of the things that, you know, you do to keep your audience, your customers engaged while you're at a party?
I definitely try to get them to feel comfortable with me and, you know, just participating, answering questions, suggesting things. We play games sometimes, just whatever keeps them engaged. I do a lot of sending them to the bathroom to try this product, you know, in the privacy, that kind of thing. And just kind of sharing experiences if they're interested in doing that also.
Yeah, that actually really opens up the crowd. I've actually hosted a party at my house, Pleasures party.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the women really, especially if wine is around, the women really open up and share stories and say, this is what works and this is what doesn't. It's really a good time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a party where someone didn't want to participate? Because I remember I had a party and there was a lady there. She just, I don't even know why she even came to the party.
Right,
you know, when you pass around everything, she's
that's
just, I don't touch that. No, pass it to her. You know, and you don't bring that to a party. And, you know, that's sort of like making it bad for everybody else, you know, giving people you know, so have you ever had a party like that?
Yes, I did. Actually, I drove 3 hours away from my home to do a party, and there was a lady. She came late, and she was just like that, very standoffish, didn't want to touch anything, didn't want to... She actually sat there with her arms crossed. So, and she was just negative about everything. She was horrible, and I asked her. I was like, "Why'd you come to this party? Did you know where you was coming to?" And she was like, "Yeah, I rode with them. I didn't have any choice." And I was like, "Oh, okay, well." You know, I hope you have a good time and kind of let loose and enjoy the night. Because I felt like she wasn't enjoying anything. I felt bad for her, actually.
Right. Well, I was at another party, and a lady, she was, wasn't prudish, but she was standoffish. You know, she participated, but she didn't, you know, ask any questions, you know, it didn't seem like she wanted to get anything. So at the, you know, when I went into the room to, you know, take their orders and everything, she came in, and she says, she said her and her husband was getting a divorce, and she had came to the party because a friend had suggested her coming to the party. So we talked for a minute, and I think I gave her a bullet or, you know, a little bullet because, you know, most men are intimidated by anything bigger, but some men don't mind. But I gave her a bullet, and I explained to her, you know, how to use it on him and this and that. She called me maybe about 4 or 5 months down the line, and she said her and her husband are no longer getting a divorce.
That's all it takes sometimes.
Yeah, because, you know, if your relationship isn't spice, you have to keep that spice going. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
you need those enhancements. Sometimes you need those aids
mm-hmm.
to keep it going. So a lot of people are intimidated, especially men, are intimidated by, you know, certain toys that, you know, their wives or girlfriends may have. But I generally
mm-hmm.
would tell them about the bullet, because a man is never intimidated by the bullet. It's so versatile for a woman and a man. And by
mm-hmm.
the way, do you have men at any of your parties?
No, we're not allowed to have men at our parties, but I do sell to men. I have men on men clients that, you know, some of them are on Facebook or whatever that, you know, will hit me up and they're interested in putting together a gift basket for their wives and things of that nature. So I do sell to men, but no, they're not allowed to come to our parties.
Wow. Well, we were allowed to, you know, have co-ed parties, because I feel that if your husband, he's sending you to a party to buy toys, so if he wants to come along, that's really good, because that's more money that's going to get spent. And
mm-hmm.
I did maybe about 5 or 6 co-ed parties, and they were really fun. At first, I was a little intimidated by men being there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the first party I did, it went really smooth, because the guys was asking me about things. So I said,
mm-hmm.
oh, okay, well, since you already been there, done that, you know, this is a piece of cake. You know,
mm-hmm.
then I went to another party, and one guy, he talking about, no, I don't need nothing, because I know what I'm doing. I mean, true, you might know what
yeah.
you're doing, but a little bit of enhancement, a little something
mm-hmm.
extra, you know, will never hurt, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were allowed to do the co-ed parties, and I think it's really good when a couple can come to a party. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've even done parties with one couple, you know, go to their house or whatever and, you know, have like maybe a bedroom party, you know, pull out the toys and explain this to them, explain that to them, and give them a little counseling about this and about that. So this business can really be very lucrative for a person who gets into it and puts their all into it, you know, because when I first started, I was grinding. I mean, I was really
mm-hmm.
grinding when I got in it. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, some things have went awry with Passion Party. So I left Passion Parties and did some other things. And I went with Party Gals. And I don't even know how that's working, because I only did like maybe a couple of parties with Party Gals. And I don't even know if I'm still consulting with them or not, because I've been doing other things. But, you know, it is
mm-hmm.
a very lucrative business if you put your mind to it, your body to it, and your all to it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely
$15 billion per year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's definitely
fine. The
Passion
industry is $15 billion per year industry. So whether it be parties in the home or, you know, sex toy shops or whatever, sex is definitely selling. And, you know, toys just enhance the whole aspect of it. So, yeah,
right.
This is a very lucrative industry.
Right. And I found out that Passion Party was owned by these two lawyers, these two male lawyers. They owned
mm.
it. You know, that's why I'm saying the sex business is basically male dominated, even though women are, you know, doing
mm-hmm.
this business. But for, like I said, Passion Parties was owned by these two lawyers,
mm-hmm.
and they make blank. You hear me?
Right. And like I said, that's why I went with Slumber Parties, because it's a company owned by a woman, and she actually used to be a consultant, you know, selling toys and doing parties before she became an owner and, you know, started this business up. So I like that, you know, like I said, I like that women are taking the bull by the horns, so to speak, and taking over in the sexual revolution and not just letting, you know, it be a male-dominated field. And they're, you know, actually coming with suggestions and products that, you know, women need. And I love it. I love it.
Well, we have a caller with their hand. I'm going to bring this caller in. 215-878.
Yes.
You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'm Frisbee. I'm a fan of Pink Bunny. I've been here since the beginning.
Okay.
Hello.
How you doing? I just have one question. What do you suggest I get my lover to get to add some spice to our jungle time?
Ooh, pink.
And so oh, are you, Nikki?
This is not for Pink Bunny. This is for the lady that has the shop.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. What? Can you repeat the question again?
What do you suggest I have my lover get? What do you suggest I have her come get? What toy?
Well, it would depend on, you know, what she's trying to accomplish with the toy. We have toys that are just for women. We have toys that are for men. We have toys that are couples' toys to be used together. So it depends on, you know, what she's trying
to
accomplish.
What is a couples' toy?
A couple's toy we have is our duet ring. It's actually like a cock ring, but it vibrates, and it's got ticklers for the woman, and you know, the cock ring aspect of it will help the man to maintain an erection, and it also vibrates. So both people, the man and the woman, can feel the vibration from the toy. That's one that we carry. That's a couple's toy, and there's several others.
Okay. Thank you.
Would you be interested in getting something? You can browse my website.
Okay, can I have that website?
Sure. It's www.slumberpartiesbynikki.com.
Okay, we'll put that in the chat room.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
So, I've
one of the things that has been mentioned before was when you bring toys in the bedroom, do you find that men are intimidated when a dildo or vibrator is introduced in the bedroom that is larger than them?
Not at all. The men's number one fantasy is to see their woman, their spouse, their girlfriend, their jump off, whomever, in a threesome. So this is one aspect of, you know, some people have one vagina rules in their household. So this is another avenue where you can make that sexual fantasy come true. You can have the vibrator be that third person, you know, and I don't know what man doesn't like to watch his woman masturbate and use a toy on herself. So, you know, regardless of the size of it, as long as you're seeing her pleasuring herself or you're pleasuring her with the toy, I've not met one man complaining yet.
Exactly. They love, it's all about the visual.
Yeah, the visual.
Well, there are some men that are intimidated. If a dildo is bigger than theirs, because the party that I had did, the young lady was, well, I was passing around, I heard him say, "Don't get that one, that's too big."
he didn't want her stretched out.
They can have to come to understand too. There's toys in all different sizes. There's the little toys, you know. There's the big toys. We carry a Mr. Big. I mean, you can imagine how big that one is. So I mean, it's a small toy available too.
Mr. Big, AKA Ouch. Mr. Big, AKA Ouch.
How big is this Mr. Big?
Mr. Big is more girthy than anything. He's not very long, but he's girthy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, girth is good too, you know, because sometimes it's good. Girth is really good when you can hit all those walls and that G spot, because basically a small penis hits the G spot better than a large penis. So girth is good, huh?
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So girth is good, you know. So, I mean, you know, I do prefer well endowed men, but you know, if he has some good girth and you know can hit them spots, that's all good too.
Yeah.
Well, the little guys know they have to work harder.
You said they have to. Yeah, they do. They do.
They gotta work harder.
Work harder at doing what?
It's BK.
What is it that they got to work harder at?
I mean, you know, little guys know they have a little guy, so they work harder. Usually little men that have a smaller penis are good at the tongue action.
Okay.
I mean, I heard.
Said I heard.
Do you agree, caller? Do you agree about that, sir?
Well, I don't have no experience in that, so.
Good answer.
No experience in what? You had no experience.
Having
in what?
To work harder. I mean, I never had to work harder.
Right, but it's not a thing like all small penises have to work hard. Now, I don't think that Nikki said that, or neither did myself. It's just some, you know, because that's a fact. Because
To me, size and all that, I mean, I guess that's just a woman's thing. But me personally, I just do whatever it is that I have to do to please my mate. I mean,
right.
Like,
right. There's nothing wrong with that.
I cannot have intercourse with her, period, and still get her to let it go. So, I mean, kissing, licking, touching, you know, it doesn't have to. It can be at the movies. So, you know, it could be on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
You said at
not,
the movies? Well, all right.
At the movies or on the telephone. Anywhere. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
not just necessarily, what was his name? Black Steel Moon, whatever it is, that Samuel Jackson movie, whatever that was. So it's
Black
not really
Snake Moon.
Yeah, it's really not necessarily all that. It's how you make a person mentally go there. I mean,
right. And you know, women will have to be definitely. You have to use everything. If you can't do one thing, you would have to know how to do something. Because if you are, you know, and I'm not speaking of you personally, but if a man is small for his woman, then he would have to be able to give her oral, good oral. You see what I'm saying? Now, there are some men who are too big for their women,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and so they have to really be careful. You know,
mm-hmm.
and use their oral skills because, you know, even though some women, because I love well-endowed men too, but if it's too big, I don't want to be bothered because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to go through that pain, you know. I don't like that particular pain, not to say that some little pain is good, but I just don't like the pain of the penis, you know, knocking my bladder and stuff all over the place. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's the right size of, you know, had the right endowment, you know, it's all good. And then, you know, have some good oral skills, that doesn't hurt. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, Nikki, I know you have some stories that you heard at these parties. You want to share some of those with us?
Oh, boy. Now you're going to make me think of a good story. I think my funniest story wasn't even at a party. It was a Facebook message my girlfriend sent me, and she was actually asking about books with positions in it. Did we carry one? Because her and her boyfriend was trying to do a new position that she saw in Cosmo. Now, you know, Cosmo is not going to go into all the in-depth, you know, turn and twist of it. It's just going to be a little basic picture with a little bit of words. So she tried to do the little picture in the Cosmo magazine and ended up falling head first off the bed as he was still on the bed.
Wow.
And she was like, yeah, I was trying to spice it up and ended up almost getting a concussion.
Mm.
I said, oh, Lord, let me send you this book real quick and fast.
Right. We had a book with a lot of positions. We had Ride 'em Cowgirl, How to Tickle.
Yeah, we had Ride 'em Cowgirl.
Yeah, books like that. Those books are very interesting, very educational because, number one, I didn't know it was so many ways to do oral on a man
mm-hmm.
and tickle his pickle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I saw all that. And I said, oh, my goodness, what have I been doing? I haven't been doing all this, you know.
Our new one, I've been telling everybody about our new book is Tickle My Tush.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, giving a lot of tips on how to have anal sex. And it's very informative, even for the shy girls. That's like, oh, no, never. It hurts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It gives all kinds of tips and suggestions on how to have orgasm even during an anal sex. So it's a very good informative book.
But, you know, that is something that I've heard women say that they had orgasms while having anal sex. But I can't, I don't understand how that happens because.
And this book is great for explaining that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to get that book because.
Yeah.
I just,
well,
you know, I know
is.
That you have, you can
because
have orgasms
the way,
from. Huh?
The way a man and a woman's body is, the way our anatomy is set up is. When you haven't, or you go in anally, you'll end up hitting what they refer to on men as a he spot, and
right.
You can also hit the woman's G spot through the same way by going
anally?
In anally. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You can because it's a very thin wall that separates
mm-hmm.
the vaginal canal and your anal. Your anus, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go in through the anus, you will hit that same spot, just at a different direction.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now
no,
I understand. So it
yeah.
definitely would have to be, you have to be in a certain position, because even to hit the G
definitely.
Spot, you would have to be in a certain position. If, you know,
definitely.
If the guy is on
yeah.
top of you, a certain position and a certain rhythmic you have to do to, you know, hit that G spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do y'all have the G-spot cream as well?
No. What's G-spot cream?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's
right.
That's
it's a cream that, huh?
That's from Pleasure.
I didn't hear you.
The G-spot cream, usually, that's with Pleasure's Party.
Okay, well.
How would you use a G-spot cream?
Okay, what you can do, they have G-spot toys as well, and you can put it on the tip of a G-spot toy, put it up in you until you feel your G-spot, or you can put it on your finger and put it in there, you know,
uh-huh.
because your finger will reach your G-spot, and that
uh-huh.
sort of like stimulates it and make the orgasm from there very, it makes the G-spot very enticing, makes it very, because, you know, when you have a G-spot orgasm, it's quick. It's really quick,
mm-hmm.
but it gives it such intensity, you know, when you
mm-hmm.
use that G-spot cream on it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That
so
seems like
have...
my legs might shoot off with that one. I don't know about that.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Now
that'd be a sight to see.
Yeah, I'm a little.
Wow.
Have to,
definitely opera
okay.
singing.
Huh?
That's definitely opera singing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a high note for you.
Okay. Do you have G spot toys?
Yeah. Yeah. We have.
Oh.
Nirvana is one of our new ones. It's a nice, sleek G-spot toy. And we also have G-Wiz. That's
mm-hmm.
one of our older models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we had quite a few of G-spot toys. We had the, I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. But we had quite a few G-spot toys and quite a few
mm-hmm.
dildos and vibrators and, you know, the likes of that, creams, lotions, potions,
mm-hmm.
and all kind of things, you know, just to enhance that lovemaking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people are a little squeamish about it, you know, because, they just feel that they can do it on their own. But, you know, it's really nothing wrong with adding enhancements to keep that romance going, to keep that fire burning, to keep, you know, to keep your love life alive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you continuously do the same thing over and over and over, you're going to get bored.
Yeah, I was reading something, I think it was the day before yesterday. It was talking about taking the monotony out of monogamy. You know, so not having monogamy be so boring. You with the same person for years after years after years. It's so boring. It's the same thing. And I talked to a guy friend of mine. He was all against the whole sex toy thing. And
mm-hmm.
he was like, I don't understand what's wrong with, you know, what's wrong with vanilla. I like vanilla. And I was like, yeah, we all like vanilla, but sometimes you want some toppings on top of your vanilla. You want some whipped cream with some cherries on your vanilla. You want
mm-hmm.
some chocolate sprinkles, you know. You're not trying to take away from the vanilla because you can't change vanilla. Vanilla going to be what it's going to be. But sometimes you just want to drizzle some caramel on that vanilla, you know, and still have your vanilla.
Right, because I think, well, not to say that it wouldn't, but if, you know, if you're willing to please your partner and your partner's willing to please you, then that's going to keep that infidelity in the home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a man is a natural-born cheater, I mean, not a natural-born cheater, but if a man is a cheater, then he's just going to do whatever he's got to do. But if you keep things spiced up in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
your husband's going to be very happy, or your significant other, he's going to be very happy. And if you don't have any inhibitions and he doesn't have any inhibitions, then go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Your freak flag fly.
Huh?
Let your freak flag fly.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Let it fly. Let it fly from the east to the west. You know, because,
yeah,
you know, go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to, you know, chime in on what she was saying. A lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets.
Oh, yeah.
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 We've all heard that one.
Yeah. And that's what men love.
Mm-hmm.
A lady in the street and a freak in the sheets. You know.
Do you think that the, let's say, overuse or a lot of use, however you want to turn it, of these can help couples, can hurt couples in the long run?
Yeah, well, only if they're not used together. I mean, the toys and the way I promote them and I explain them is, you know, to use them together to spice up your relationship. Sure, you know, there'll be times where, you know, he might have one of his toys and you're not home, and then he'll get a little, you know, well, I'm good, I use my toy, I don't need you. But that's what, you know, any kind of masturbation. If you're masturbating regularly, then no, you're not going to want to be with a partner. You'll want to masturbate and, you know, get yourself off that way. But if you're in a relationship, you got to know that you got to please yourself and that your partner. And, you know, if you're not taking the time to please your partner, just know that eventually, you know, flags are going to be raised and eyes are going to be looking and wandering around looking for that pleasure somewhere, you know.
Because that there are many other parties out there, slumber party, passion parties, what makes your company, what makes you yourself different from the rest? Like, you know, some of them have co-ed, and apparently, of course, yours doesn't. But what makes your company, like, how do you make yourself different from the rest when, you know, people be like, well, I went to a passion party, and I didn't have no fun, but I'm just trying this for my girlfriend. So, you know, what kind of ease do you give them, or, you know, how do you coach them into enjoying a party?
We have basically, you know, just had a niche carved out for ourselves, and that, you know, we are classier, we're professional, we have fun, we educate, we, you know, do a lot of training so that we know about, you know, sexual health. So majority of the times when people are booking a party with me, they already have had, like, you know, parties with other companies, and they're like, yeah, we had a party with them, they were boring. We know that slumber parties is fun. So, I mean, I don't say, oh, no, you got it wrong.
Right. Have you ever had an indecent proposal because of the line of work you do? Have you ever?
I didn't hear what you said.
Have you ever had an indecent proposal because of the line of work you do? Have you had any kind of crazy, unexpected proposal because of the line of work?
Yeah, but I don't pay it any mind. I mean, there's creepy people everywhere. So
right, right.
I mean, it was a time where I was getting the same gentleman kept calling my phone, and I guess I shouldn't refer to him as a gentleman because he wasn't. But he kept calling my phone, and so what I did was I downloaded an app on my phone to block him. But I have my phone number everywhere. It's actually on my vehicle, so I'll get people, you know, riding behind me, and they'll call me. But you know, usually if it's some kind of indecent proposal or whatever, I'll just cut the conversation short and hang up, or, you know, direct them to my website, you know, because we don't do parties with men anyway. So
right.
I've yet to get an indecent proposal from another woman, but usually the ones I've gotten were men, thank God. So it's easy to handle those ones.
Right.
Okay.
Now, do you have any kind of toys that are educational for, I guess, I know you have a book out that teaches you positions and how to get there, but do you know, like, specific toys, like the name of the toy for, like, a good anal, someone that's not into anal but wants to get into anal?
Oh, yes. It's called Anal Stimulator. It's actually a vibrator. It's got a vibrator on the base of it, and the tip of it is very, very, very small, about the size of your finger. And then as you come down more, it starts to get a little bigger so that you can, you know, work your way up to whatever size you're comfortable with. And you know, the vibration of it, too, it relaxes you. So that's one of our main anal toys is the anal stimulator. We do have like anal beads, and we
have
triple play, which has three branches on it: the anal part, the vaginal part, and a clitoral stimulator.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is there any gel or liquid that you would recommend someone to use if they're not, like, do you have any gel or cream that's good? Because I heard anal ease wasn't good because of numbing. So what would you recommend?
Well, you know, I do recommend anal ease because it's going to numb. You, with anal ease, you just want to numb the initial ouch. You know what I mean? So
right,
that's
right.
Just for the outside area. You don't put the anal ease is not supposed to be applied internally. That's just for the outside, like I say, the ouch area. And then once you get past that, it should be smooth sailing as long as you're using a lubricant. We have our anal lubricant is Slip and Slide. So that would be a good one to use if with a toy or with a partner for anal sex.
Anything for orgasm or anything for squirting? Do you have any toys that help a woman? Because I know that's more of a mental thing I hear as far as a woman squirting. Do you have a toy or any kind of stimulation gel that will help her get to that point?
For you know, bringing out the squirter in us all, I do recommend the X-Screen for, you know, just to get the blood going down in that area and to get you sexually aroused and in a heightened state. And then we have our warming whisper bullet. It's a very tiny bullet, and if you put that internally, it will definitely make you squirt.
Okay, what was the first one you said again?
X-Screen.
Okay.
And warming whisper bullet.
Okay, well, that's all Danny's questions. Okay.
Okay, how does your family support what you're doing?
Oh, they are all very supportive. I remember from a very young age, my mother told me I was a Scorpio. And she said, mm-hmm. y'all are freaks. I was like, oh. I didn't even know what a freak was. But that's what my mother told me when I was young. And so she had been trying to get me to do, I think it was, some purse party company. I don't know. I don't do purses. So she had tried to get me to do that, and I was like, no, I hate purses. I'm not doing that. And so, you know, just kind of throwing things around, and one of my girlfriends was like, she sells sex toys. And I was like, I think that's me. That's what I should be doing. And once I started, you know, kind of throwing it around in my head, I shared it with my husband, and he was like, yeah, I think you could do it. You'd be good at that. And so I told my mother, and she was like, yeah, that's perfect for you, the freak.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm a Scorpio, and I'm a freak. That's what my mom labeled me as at birth. So.
That is really something.
Yeah, so my family is very supportive. I don't know if my grandmother knows exactly what I sell, but she kind of, you know, we were at the hospital, and she was complaining because she didn't have any lotion. And I was like, well, here, use my body oil. And so mm-hmm. she sprayed it on, and she was like, this smells good. What is this? And because mm-hmm. I have it in a label-less bottle in my purse. And
right.
I said, well, that's one of my products with my company, Body Do. And she
mm-hmm.
was like, oh. And, you know, she kind of gave it back to me
good.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She kind of gave it back to me real quick, like, I don't know if this is going to make me a freak, so here, take it.
Some people are just so self-conscious about, you know, their sexuality. You know, you know, you can't blame them or anything like that. But anytime you can help somebody with it, you know, to understand, because some women, like I had spoke on a show, I think a couple of weeks ago, about when I had did a party and I was demonstrating my G-spot toys, and I always, you know, ask the women, you know, do they know where their G-spot is?
Mm-hmm.
And this one lady, she hollers out, "Yeah, mine's all over." And we laughed. I mean, they just laughed and laughed and laughed. And she was serious, you know. So I explained to her, you know, where her G-spot was, the size of it, because it's anywhere from a dime size to a quarter size. And
mm-hmm.
over the years, it may move, but not that much where you wouldn't, you know, you'd miss or anything. So she was so enthralled and so interested. And I think she bought a couple of G-spot toys. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, to educate somebody and to let them know these things was really fulfilling for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was really
that
fulfilling.
Is for me too.
Right, because there are some things that, you know, women don't know. Like I just found out tonight that you could have an orgasm anally, but, you know, finding
mm-hmm.
out that it hits the G-spot from back there. So I'm going to
mm-hmm.
have to try that. But...
Get some slip and slide and some anal ease and go ahead.
Yeah. But
sound like I'm going to need a helmet after that. Shoot. I'm going to need a helmet. I already see I'm going to need a helmet. So I'm going to let y'all know next Wednesday how that went down. Because I'm definitely about to get some anal ease and some slip and slide. Like, all right, hold on, baby, because we can't wait to work it out tonight. I don't know what we're about to do. But, you know.
Okay.
Wow. Don't call me talking about you that fell off the bed.
That
I might
was
say I was trying
show.
To hang on to something and didn't even know it was there. Like, oh, man, I just bust my ass. Wow.
You yeah. know, I had had a love swing that I had won at a friend of mine who, I think, was she with, no, she was with Brown Bag, I think, at that particular time. And she had raffled it off, and I won a love
mm-hmm.
swing, but I never used it because I never had the hookup, because you have to hook it up with a beam. It has to be hooked
mm-hmm.
to a beam from the ceiling, so I didn't really have anybody hook it up. So I,
mm-hmm.
when I had given a party, I had sold it off. But do you guys sell the love swing as well?
Yes, we have the love swing, and we have our door swing is even better because
mm-hmm.
it's portable. So you don't
right,
even have to have
the
that
door. Right.
Right, yeah, you don't have to put that one in the ceiling. I like that one for, you know, my clients that are going on vacation or honeymoon somewhere or
right.
something of that nature. I suggest
the
door swing.
Is there a size
okay.
limit for that or no?
300 pounds, baby.
Oh, okay. All right, just making sure, because if that breaks, I'm going to find you, Miss Nikki, and I'm going to
yes.
report
yes.
you. I'm going to yes. report you to the borough if I fall. If I bust my ass, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to find you, and I will call you and say, this woman told me flip and slide, and on ease, and not to tell me to take the shirt. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to let you know. I'm definitely going to let you know.
Oh, Lord.
Now, what
yes,
about the stripper pole? Because they recently got the stripper pole, I think, back in 2007. I think 2007 when I was with Passion Parties, they got the stripper pole. And so do you guys have the stripper pole?
No, and I'm actually glad we don't, because I don't know how I would carry that around. I have enough stuff to carry. So, no,
well,
we
it comes
don't
like
that
in a box with a handle, so it really, you know, it's not.
Well,
I don't know about with how Summer Party would do it, but with Passion Party, it wasn't really that hard to, you know, carry it around. But,
oh,
yeah, they
okay.
had the stripper pole, and one of my recruits, when she gave her party, she had the stripper pole as you come in the door, right? And everybody who came through the door late had to get on that pole, and you talking about
oh, wow.
something that was funny. It was hilarious. Everybody
mm-hmm.
came through the door. She grabbing them, taking their coat off. You got to get on the pole. And they stand there looking like they didn't know what was going on. And we just, I mean,
right.
we had a ball that night, you know, the stripper pole. And if I had, if I knew where a beam was in my ceiling, I would have a stripper pole, too.
Mm-hmm. You is just getting freakier and freakier. By every show, you just getting freakier.
Oh, yes,
freakier.
I would, darling. I would have a stripper pole, but for my own personal reasons.
Mm-hmm. I know what to do for your birthday. I know what to do for your birthday. What you say, your 60th birthday?
Well, I'd appreciate that. But, you know, the stripper pole, when you use that stripper pole and you use it with heels, that helps you to tighten your muscles up and, you know, it really gives you strength. Because they was having the classes.
Play on it?
Huh?
Don't you play on it or you take classes or you, I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff on the internet. Like, how do you, like, I don't know the first thing about getting on a pole. I'm just always afraid
well,
of
you,
busting my heart.
Well, you can pull up on YouTube or any of those places and see, you know, how to do it. Or either they have classes. I know they had classes here. And
right,
I forgot where they was having those classes, but they would have them, you know, the pole class they have for beginners,
mm-hmm.
advanced and this and that. Of course, I would go under the beginners. But, yeah, that's how you would do that. But it definitely... And when you be wearing those heels, too, as well, because you have to be very well-balanced. Your equilibrium can't be off a minute, you know, to keep those, you know, dancing around, not dancing around, but walking around those heels and flipping
mm-hmm.
and dipping and, you know, all those kind of things. So, like I said, if I had a beam and I knew where it was in my house, I would have a stripper pole here. I would have a lot of things here, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But my
mm-hmm.
very... What had somebody said?
That was
what
me.
What had got me started in passion parties all those years ago was I had was in a car accident, lost my job, and was trying to find something to do. And I was on the internet, so I pulled it up, you know, read everything. So I really liked what I saw, and that's how I got with Passion Party. My sponsor was very nice, and, you know, things were really good. Like I said, I went to two of the conventions in Vegas and had a ball out there. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was time for me to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got with Slumber Parties, and I was busy doing other things because, I'm also an author, a publisher, a poet, and all those other things. So I was working on my first book, so I sort of, like, put, things on a back burner. And I don't even know if I'm still with Party Gals. I still have my kit and all this and that, and, you know, when people call me for
mm-hmm.
parties, I, you know, do what I do, but it's very interesting to do this type of business
mm-hmm.
and to keep it going, you know, because sometimes you have a dry season, then sometimes you are scrambling to have parties. I did my own first party as an open house, you know, and I invited all my co-workers and, you know, people of the sort, and that's how I, you know, started my business. And as far as my support from my family, they were like, they didn't really say anything against it, but they weren't like, you know, trying to promote me like I would. I tell them, you know, tell a friend or whatever, you know, it wasn't like that. So I basically, you know, had to do my own thing as far as like getting my business out there, you know, recruiting people and, you know, doing my parties. I did a party in New Jersey, party in, where did I go? It was a 6-hour drive, I know that.
Oh, Lord.
Somewhere it was in Pennsylvania, way up there, Pennsylvania. I can't even think of it, but it was a six, but it was worth it. It was worth it because at that party, I think I made something like $2,000 or something. But sometimes it's worth, you know, going all long distance. Sometimes you be here and you have what you call ghetto parties. And I got so tired of doing those little ghetto parties until I had to put some rules and regulations down, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, everybody wants to, you know, have fun and, you know, have a good time. And I'm not saying that it was basically the hostess' fault, because I guess she would call, you know, the friends that she thought, you know, were going to support her. And then they get there eating all the food, drinking all the drinks, and then they leave, you know. So, and then I did a party where a girl had 3 strippers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. That was the worst party. She had 3 strippers, and at that party, it was about 30 women in there, 35 women in there. Do you know, I only got 3 sales out of it, and one of the sales, the lady's credit card had declined, and another girl, what happened with hers? One of them's credit card declined, and the other one had canceled her order, so basically one order. I mean, and then, like I said, it was 3 strippers in there, and the girl who had the party, she was sitting there, she said, girl, you're going to make a lot of money up in here because all these horny women up here watching these men and this and that. And, honey, they was throwing $5 bills on the floor, $10 bills, and I'm just saying, that should have been my money, you know. And and then after the strippers was finished, they left. The women left. So I decided, you know, when someone has those joint parties, like I went to a party, girl had a masseuse there, she had a tattoo artist there, and who else was there? And the lady who was doing the toy party. People was running all over the place, running back, getting massages. And, you know, you're supposed to have a setting where everybody's sitting down, you know, and paying attention to you when you're, you know, doing your presentation. And, you know, you get your sales, but everybody, it was like a zoo up in there. So, you know, you have to lay down your little rules. And generally when I would, you know, someone would call for a party, I asked them, I said, well, is this a joint party or is it a party alone? Because if you're having a joint party, I want to get in there first and get out. Then you can have anybody you want to have up in there, you know. So
I've only done one with a stripper there, and that was a pretty good party, actually, because they knew that, you know, well, what it was two people doing a party. One of the hostesses, she just wanted the stripper. She didn't want the sex toy part. And then the other one, she wanted the sex toy, not the stripper. So they invited their separate guests. It ended up being over 35 women there. But I'd say at least half of them ordered and, you know, got toys, even though, you know, the stripper was there first. So I can see how, you know, if they weren't coming forward, the sex toy party, then I'd just see the stripper and leave. But go ahead. You good?
See, she didn't tell me that the strippers was going to be there until I got there. Now, when I got there, at first I had gotten lost, so I got there. She had a smorgasbord of food, and I think it was somebody who had graduated from college. They was graduating from college, and they wanted to have this party, toy party, so I thought. So by the time everybody finished eating, the phone rang. She gets off the phone, and she say, I got some good news, and I got some bad news. So I said, well, what's the good news? She said, the good news is that, you know, we're ready to start the party, but the bad news is the strip will be here in a half hour. You know what? I really wanted to pack up all my stuff and just leave.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, she didn't just spring this on me about a stripper. And then she said, a stripper. Three of them was there. Three of them. And then they couldn't get the music right. I mean, that was the worst night I ever had in my life. So, like I said, sometimes you have to set your little rules and, you know, your little perimeters and things like that, because if you don't, it could turn into, some of those parties can turn into the worst parties that that there ever was.
Yeah.
When you have your parties, what are your, who are the most women that come, like, far as age-wise? Do you get a lot of older women? Do you get a mix, more of a mixed crowd, or is it, like, all young people, or, you know, white women, black women? Like, I know it's all different kinds, but I'm just asking, curious, like, what are your status
of
your party?
My experience has been mostly late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that when I was doing it, the women were like in their, anywhere from like their early 30s. I think a lady was in there. She was about 50. She may have been older than that. I don't know. And they'd be black, white. I even had a Korean at one party and a Hispanic lady at a party. But they, you know, just different nationalities and different ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely different nationalities. I have only had one Asian lady at a party, and she was so shy and embarrassed.
And let me ask you this. Most of my sales came from, now I'm not trying to put the black woman down, but most of my sales came from the white women. And they had no inhibitions. They was just doing their things at these parties. And, you know, like I said, the sisters, they was like a little standoffish and, you know, and they really didn't indulge as far as like spending. You know, if they got something, they always would try to get the least expensive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, most of my sales was dealing with the white women, so to speak. Not to say that some of the sisters didn't, but most of my sales and money came from the white women.
The only thing I've noticed is that the white women are more likely to buy lingerie than the black women are. My black customers, they don't buy lingerie, and I don't understand that.
You say the white women don't buy the lingerie?
No, the white women do. The black women don't.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, they, you know, the black women that I dealt with, they would get the least expensive of anything, and the white women, they would go for it, buying five or six toys and buying their girlfriends toys and stuff for their boyfriends and husbands. They just be just so, you know, just spending that money, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, the best thing that was going on with me when I was with, you know, doing the parties.
Yeah.
So what,
is there
anything?
Downfall? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. Is there any downfall? Like, I know that there's a lot of perks and a lot of, you know, incentives and stuff like that you get off that, you know, selling and interacting with people, but is there any moments of downtime that you don't like? Is there anything that you dislike about it, or is there a lot of downtime for you, or, you know, you've been doing this for a year, so what are, I mean, we've heard the perks. Is there any downside of it? And that's
the downside I would say is, you know, not knowing what to expect when I get to a party. I'm giggling because I did a party in D.C. not too long ago, and you know, she was all happy and excited about it. And I get there, and she only had two people there, and one was just dropping off food. So it was just one guest. And, you know, so she's on the phone calling everybody, where are you at, where are you at, where are you at? And so then she's like, okay, they on their way, they coming, they coming. So another person comes in, and it's like trickle, you know, like one and then two. And then she's like, okay, my sister's friends are coming. They on their way up the elevator now. And so I'm waiting, you know, and then in walks 15 men.
What? Oh, wow.
What? Yeah, you know, and I've already told her, you know, no men are allowed. She had already sent her husband out, you know, to the movies with the kids. So I'm like, okay, you know our rules for our parties and everything. So when the 15 men walked in, I was very uncomfortable because of, you know, this is my career. I don't want to jeopardize it for anybody, especially when I don't even know y'all. You know, if I'm going to jeopardize my career, it'll be for my family and my, you know, my friends that I love and care for, not for some random person from the street, you know. So that is definitely the downside, is getting to a party and not knowing what to expect, because that was totally unexpected after I'd already told her, you know, the rules and everything, and she kind of went against it.
Wow. So what, you packed up your stuff and left, or what happened?
Yeah, real fast.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, anytime if 15 men are walking into a small house party, I'm too old for that, so I don't get down like that.
Wow.
I don't know if you answered this before, but what is the reason why you don't entertain, you don't have a co-ed with the slumber party? Why you don't entertain this?
I'm not sure of the exact reasoning that corporate has for it, but I know in my policy and procedures handbook, it specifically states no men are allowed at our parties. And I like being with slumber parties because of that too, because I want to give women an environment where they feel comfortable asking their questions and, you know, voicing their concerns and not having some man, you know, laughing or giggling or, you know, commenting on their sex life with their mate. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm not sure what corporate's exact reasoning is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's understandable too, you know, and like I said, when we was with Passion Parties, it was, I think we used our own discretion, but it wasn't written in stone, because I don't remember reading that we couldn't have male co-ed parties. But like I said, I've done maybe about five or six of them, you know, since I was in the business. And it was, you know, it was fun because, you know, educating a couple, you know, and letting them, you know, pick out toys and, you know, telling them what to do with them and how to use them and how to clean them and take care of them. Because a lot of people, they use their toys and they'll just throw them in a drawer, or they use their toys and they put them all together. You're supposed to clean your toys every time you use them, take the batteries out of them and put them in some type of, we used to have these little black bags that you're supposed to put your toys separate. If you put them together, they'll melt together. So you're supposed to clean them, take the batteries out, and they'll last you longer when you take care of them like that.
And I do need to apologize because you asked me what sets some slumber parties apart from other companies. I think we are the only company with limited lifetime warranty toys. And we also carry lingerie. I'm not sure if the other companies carry lingerie, but
Party carried it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, our limited lifetime warranty toys, anything over $80, any of our toys over $80 have a limited lifetime warranty, which means if it breaks or, you know, the battery post corrode or anything, you can get a replacement of that toy three times in your lifetime. So that's kind of like buying four toys for the price of $80, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sure is. But do you have to exchange, like, you don't have to send that in? you have to send that in to prove that it was corroded or something, or you just...
Yeah, when you buy it, you fill out the warranty paperwork on it, and anytime it breaks, you just send it to corporate, and they'll send you a replacement.
Mm-hmm. Is this your only job? Is this something that you do? Is this your 9-to-5, your breadwinner, or is this something that you do on the side?
This is my breadwinner, my 9-to-5, my only job, my full time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I said, it's a very lucrative job because, like I said, mm-hmm. we had women passion party that quit their corporate jobs to
mm-hmm.
do passion parties full time, and they living in houses and having new cars and taking exotic vacations,
Yeah.
Because if you work this business, it'll work for you.
Yeah, I was just telling a potential recruit recently. She was like, "Well, is this something I can do full time?" And I was like, "Well, I can only speak from my own experience." I said, "I'm doing this, and I was able to pay for a trip. Actually, me and my husband called it our honeymoon because we didn't get a real honeymoon, but I was able to pay for our trip to Vegas. We stayed at the MGM Grand Hotel in a very nice room, and, everything pretty much was paid for from my slumber party's money. So
mm-hmm.
I wasn't able, when I worked a real 9-to-5, I wasn't able to take a vacation with him
right.
and go anywhere and have money for it right away. Money in my hand every night that I party. So
right.
it's not like I got to wait for a paycheck or payday or any of that, direct deposit, none of that. My money is in my hand after I leave the party. So I do like that the money is good, that aspect of it. And I'm interested in doing this for a while now. I'm not interested in anything else at this time.
Wow. So what are some of the things that you possibly may not like about your job? Is there anything that, you say, I wish it could be this way, or is there anything that you would like to change about your job or add to it?
Well, no. I mean, I'm the best boss I've ever had, I mean, I do work in my pajamas. I'm actually in my pajamas right now. So it's like, I love every aspect of it. Everything is perfect for me. I mean, sometimes other people might not be getting what they need from it, but me personally, there's nothing that I'm not satisfied with.
Wow, well, that's, this is very interesting, and I'm hoping that who's ever listening out there has learned something from this,
mm-hmm.
Give us your website again so we could put that in the chat room.
Okay, my website is www.slumberpartiesbynikki.com. And my Facebook fan page is Slumber Parties by Nikki, just one word also.
Okay, so that was a very interesting show, Rhea. Rhea. She must have her mute button on. Okay.
I just took it off.
Oh.
I did have, and I'm just talking and answering you, and I'm like, she can't hear me. Sorry.
Do you have any questions or comments for Nikki?
Not outside of the ones that I asked, but I do have one, and it's still along that same line. Nikki, have you ever had any complaints or comments or maybe even aided someone who had become desensitized to the things because they used, not someone, but a woman that had become desensitized to other things because they used toys too much?
No, not me personally. No, not yet. So, you know, I may come across that in, you know, my times doing my business, but no, not yet. I haven't. I do have one client who, you know, she's like, I love my toys, but I love my man too, you know. So she's like, they're not, I mean, they're totally separate. I mean, I feel like you can't compare something that's living and breathing with hands and mouth and, you know, a whole body and skin to a toy. I mean, toys have their place and their purpose just like a human has its place and its purpose. Your body can't distinguish between an orgasm from a toy and an orgasm from another human being. Your body just knows, hey, I like that feeling. I want to feel it again. Not, right. Hey, I like that vibrator. I want to feel that vibrator again. It's like, I want another orgasm. I don't care how you get that orgasm. I just want another one.
So are there any other non-positive feedbacks or things that you have experienced since you have been doing this?
My only negative situation was when I was actually helping out one of my my sisters, slumber sisters. I was helping her out, and I mean, I'm a talkative person, and her party was very dry and boring. So I was kind of trying to liven it up, and she got offended. And that has been my only negative, you know, feedback since I've been doing this. She was not happy that I tried to liven up her party. So that's been it. I mean, everybody that I've worked with and, you know, my clients are all satisfied. If they're not, I try to make sure that they are. You know, that's part of me providing good customer service. And I tell my clients all the time, I don't want this to be a one-night stand. You know, please call me later and, you know, stay in touch with me. Let me know how that product worked or how that toy worked. And, you know, we can figure out something better if that's what we need. Or if you're satisfied, you know, let me know that too. So, you know, I tell all of my customers, don't let this be a one-night stand. Save my number in your phone. Call me.
Yeah.
Good. Do you all have a referral service or anything like that? You know, like sometimes when people are involved with things, things are beyond the parameters of what they work with. They will refer to, you know, potentially somebody who can handle them, who works on that level. Do you all have anything such as that, or you all just have not, you don't know of anybody coming to the point where they cross something such as that?
Yeah, we do have a referral service. any party request that comes through corporate gets referred out. And sometimes through our sisterhood, if we can't, you know, meet a client's request, then we'll, you know, pass that party on to someone else. And we always have our message board where we, you know, can go to for answers or solutions or anything, any kind of feedback that might be necessary to make sure that, you know, a client is satisfied.
Okay, the type I was talking about was more professional, because you seem like it's open to you bringing, letting us know what your issues or your problems or whatever are, and we will try to help you. If something is broader than what you all work with, you all have any professional services that you refer to?
Nothing outside of going to your gynecologist or, you know, things of that nature. No, we don't.
Do you have toys for lesbian couples, gay couples?
Yes,
lesbian.
We do.
I'm just curious what kind of toys we have for the lesbian, the lipstick lovers.
It wasn't the question, it was the way she answered it.
I didn't hear what you said.
that one.
Yeah.
Yes. We have the sexy saddler. It's a strap-on system.
Say that again.
Sexy saddler. S-A-D-D-L-E-R.
Okay.
That's a strap-on. We used to have the double header, but we don't have that one anymore. What is another one that? I cannot think of the name of the.
Well, I have your website, so I mean, I guess I can.
Okay.
It's a lot of products on there, so you know, I definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we okay. do have a lot of stuff.
All right, so we're down to the last 4 minutes of the show, and I really want to thank Nikki for coming on tonight.
Yeah! What a
senior! Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we really do appreciate that. And our next week's show will be posted probably Sunday or Monday. The producer will be putting that up. And thanks, Rhea, Danny, and Pink Bunny, and also our producer who's in the chat room. I appreciate everybody who stopped by tonight in the chat room, the guests, Miss Kane, Blackman37, it was quite a few people in the chat room, so I do appreciate everybody who stopped by tonight. And Friday is the first of the month. We will be having open topic. That's at 11 p.m. this Friday. I think that's the first. Isn't it, Rhea, the first is Friday, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Friday the first, we'll be having open topic. That's at 11 p.m. And like I said, I'll bring a sexy show back. Will be posted before next week. Everybody have a wonderful, I mean a wonderful rest of the week. And again, thanks everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. night, everybody.